Okay, everybody, here we are, another Wednesday night VBS program. The date today is October 14th, 2015. And we'll do a clearing for the date. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll release energies from you if you had a situation or a concern, emotional trauma. And here we go. We're going to release that energy from you. So think of that one situation. And here we go. Releasing it stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. So bring them up. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is peace energy coming in. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll turn it over to Michelle. So you out there, Michelle?
I am. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday night once again. I hope we answer some questions that you may have and give you some really great information. And to start it off, we have somebody has made a video and put it on YouTube, and it is the clip from our last show where we released some aliens, or Ron released some aliens, and he did it twice and made that clearing work so that anytime anyone plays it, it will clear where you are or where it's being played. So if anyone wants to put that maybe in their favorites under their YouTube account, you will find it under Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth, Powerful CLS Clearing. So the first word is help, and it's Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth. And it was submitted by one of the CLS listeners so graciously, and it starts out with Ron's first clearing, where he counts to, I believe, 90 or 100 and clears many aliens, and then it ends just after his second section where he cleared them again because more came and wanted to leave. So that is a great clearing. I have already run it several times in various places, and I definitely think something's working. So that's really great. It's really nice to know that there's something that we can do to help ourselves. And hopefully, Ron, does this help you too, Ron? Is that beneficial to everyone? When we run this clearing, is it beneficial to you as well?
Very definitely, yes. So it helps me, do the clearings on people, because a lot of times aliens are preventing you from having a clearing. So as you start doing this, as more gets released, much like when you do timeline crashes and like the gray sky clearing and the other clearings on the website, even the free ones, as they start getting more released here, the clearings will become more effective for you. And so that's a big plus. Plus, the aliens are trapped here, just like you are. And it depends where they are on the food chain of the aliens. So remember, in a sense, we're all aliens anyway, the people here, because you're brought here by aliens. So, and there's ones above us, over us that we probably can't see that are trapped here, just like we are. So you start getting rid of them, and then a lot of your mind control problems start to leave you, and you may have a better life because they're no longer here, and they really shouldn't be here causing harm to anything. And that's the problem with the planet, is the implants, the mind controls, the vortex, the stargates, and probably the worst thing that happens is that these aliens work through and with practitioners doing attunements on people, bringing forth energies, bringing in Archangel Michael, all these things are, in Jesus, whatever, all these are the light of the darkness energies. And people start using them to connect people to the darkness. So you get further down the rat hole as you have your spiritual activations and different things done to you, thinking that it's something good for you to do because everybody else is doing it, and you become sheeple. And then they start hooking you up more to the implants and the mind program. So once the aliens start to leave here, a lot of that may start to leave, and you may have a better life because maybe that activation that you had, if they're gone, maybe they're not doing it any longer. It's still going to be on timelines, being looped over and over and over again, but the perpetrators may not be here as much as you start releasing them. And they may not want to be here. Maybe they're forced to do something to us. So anyway, I'll just turn it back over to you again, Michelle.
Yes, it's great. So I'm going to have a testimonial about that particular clearing, but just because it's the beginning of the show, I'm just going to mention real quick that Ron has so graciously offered that if anyone still wants to send in their photos for this weekend, he will take them by the end of tonight so that he can print them up tomorrow and then probably won't take any more. So if you still wanted to send in your photos to be put in the light chamber this weekend at his New York conference, send a $100 donation per person, and your pets and children are free, and send that to creationlightship@yahoo.com, because Ron's just about to do another great expo. And if you're lucky enough to be in the New York area, please attend if you can. And also coming up, I believe, in a few weeks, not this weekend coming up, but the next weekend, Ron and Ann are going to do two Fridays, October 23rd and October 30th, and they're going to do some special healings for veterans. So if you know any veterans who might benefit from that, or if you're trying to introduce this work to people and you think it might really affect them in a good way, this would be a great introductory show to have them listen to. Okay. So now I wanted to read that testimonial about the Alien Polite YouTube video. It says, "Thank you for this new clearing. I have run it more than 10 times already. I know aliens have left my body, home, and a couple of places I've visited today. It is great to have the image of the light being right there on a YouTube recording, so it is easier to run on my phone when out. Thank you to Ed/Mr. Oxygen for posting this recording for all of us to use." And it also says, "Also, I have ordered some of Mr. Oxygen's wonderful products and look forward to using them." So there must be some kind of a link on the YouTube channel. And I was going to say, the other great thing about this clearing is, and Ron had mentioned that, if we're listening to it in our earphones, that is good for us. But if we want it to work on the room, which you would need to hear, the aliens would need to hear Ron's voice, if it is to work on aliens outside of a person, which is what we are doing it for. So Ron mentioned to have it not in your earphones, but to have it on speakerphone, even if it's very quiet. So if you're doing it in a public place, you might want to just play the YouTube video or the recording of the radio show just very quietly so that if any aliens are listening, they can be released. So, did you want to add anything more about that, Ron?
No, I just hope everybody does the clearing, you know, because it will definitely change your life as the room gets cleared out. Remember, you can't see these. And like I've mentioned before, you know, they're up in the clouds. They're, you know, if you see anything with residue, smoke, you know, some of the war scenes where they have explosions and debris goes in the air or anything like that, hurricanes, tornadoes. You know, if you do your play pause as you're watching it, you can start seeing alien faces and, you know, large critters, you know, like prehistoric monsters. And, you know, they're actually here, but you just can't see them, but the smoke will form around them just like they do in the clouds, in their faces. So they're here, and, you know, by you doing the clearing, they can leave your space because they may not want to be here either. They may be stuck here, like I said, on this prison planet. They got enticed to be here or they got forced to be here, and they have absolutely no way to get out, and this clearing will help them leave. And in the process, it could help you because they may be doing things to you that they don't really want to do either, but they're forced to do it. So they have a pre-exit out of here. The light ship will accommodate them for whatever means they need to, you know, to leave here, whether they bring in a ship from a dark side universe to pick them up, or they just get transported someplace through a vortex, whatever it is that they need to leave, that'll be done. So that's the way it works. So back to you. And they can go to the light if they choose to. But the main thing is to get them off this planet. So back to you.
Yeah, I was actually trying to run this today from the radio show through my smartphone, and I was in a facility where I thought it would be very useful. I felt a lot of energies that probably didn't need to be there, and it kept disconnecting, and finally I got a connection, and I just stood in one spot, and I just played it until it went through, and, you know, you finished the counting, and I was like, okay, I know that did something good, so I really felt it paid off to, like, stick with it. So, yes, it's such a great healing to do, because that is probably one of our main problems. You've said before that if we do the healings, they'll work and they'll stick, but we keep getting interference. And so if we can, you know, do anything to get some of that away, it's wonderful, because it gives everybody who's a listener the opportunity to help you do this work as well, and it will help them and probably everybody. So that's really good. If anyone wants to have the link for the video sent to them via email, send us an email during the show to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and our web helper will email it back to you so that you will have the link. And I also know that for smartphones, you can even get YouTube, like, right in your phone as an app. So you can click right on it, and then I think there's probably a way to put it in your favorite, so it can just play easier. And you don't have to send it an email even during the show. If you send it after, we'll get the email, and as soon as we send it, we'll pass on the video link to you. So that'll make it easier to run it quickly. And we had a question, Ron, about sending in our pictures. If we do send in our pictures, do we need to have written in the email what we want healed, or should we have a little note somewhere in our home or on us that day or during the weekend saying what we want healed?
Yeah, either one of those would work fine. Most people know what they want to have worked with. Worked on, so normally when they send in the picture, they don't always bring in or send in what they need, but they'll know they're going to be on the in the chamber, so they just normally think about what they're doing, wanting during the weekend. So normally once the picture is in the chamber and you just request it one time, which you'd be doing normally at some point during the day, then automatically that's going to be worked with. And you already know what you want, so it just keep it very, very simple. I do have people, sending me, like, they have a bad shoulder or something, and, I take note of that when I see the picture, and that's it. But other than that, you will be worked with. And the way it works. And sometimes other things are worked on also that maybe might have a worse condition than what you're actually requesting, and that might get fixed also. So back to you.
Yeah, I wonder about that, because, there's things that could be in someone's body that they may not know about, but I know in the past, when we had the organ rejuvenation call about probably, I think it was last January, I know that there may have been people that had something in their body and didn't know about it, and it was cleaned up so that it didn't get worse, which is really wonderful. So thank you to the light beings and you and the whole light ship. Okay, so we have somebody would like your commentary, Ron, on this situation. It says, I passed a climate change demonstration today. As I went by, where I normally would have honked my horn, I didn't want to get on that timeline, so I didn't. Then I saw a woman holding a sign that said, there is no planet B. I kind of thought to myself, actually, there might be a planet B, but it's hard to explain that to people. Do you have any comments about it?
Well, I don't. I don't know. What I can say, just going a little different here, sideways completely, we talked about grid lines on the planet, ley lines, and the energy that connects to you through the bottom of your feet typically. So I noticed in the airplane flight that I had, all of a sudden I felt the energy shift in my body, and I had, you know, the monitor screen up, and it happened to show, you know, the airplane and its traveling, and it gave the how high it was in the sky. So I think it was at like 16,500 feet. So I would venture to say, you know, that probably 17,000 feet would be the number typically how high you have to be above the planet to have your body disconnected from the grid line, we'll say, maybe the matrix, using that, whatever, because they do, the dark side does use those planetary grid lines, the longitude, latitude, and other ones to connect you here to bring in negative energy into you that could control you. So I would say at 17,000 feet is how high you have to be off of the planet to be disconnected from the evil ones giving you the connection of the alien presence on this planet. And then, you know, naturally, since you're in the sky, now you're probably, you're only dealing with the aliens out there in the ships instead of having both of them being connected to you. Back to you.
Wow, yes, I know we were talking a couple shows ago about when you're up in the air. So when aliens are down here, though, and on Earth, do they have emotions like we have when we're down on Earth?
I don't know if too many have emotions because they're living off of your emotions. I would say typically not. But the but they're living off of your emotional energy of your body as you're emitting, leaking, you know, the energy. So you leak the energies outside of yourself. That's how they're connecting to you.
Another one of our listeners wrote in wondering specifically about grid lines. Could it be affecting our memories?
They can probably do anything to you, yes. I would assume so, yeah. Remember that they created the mind energy, and you're living with a mind that thinks, so you're thinking, and they created your thoughts. For everything that's out there, you know, even inventions that could be brought forth, they're all alien creations, inventions on how to do things. So you are tapping into their technological database to bring forth inventions here. And not all of those are good inventions, you know, like nuclear power, the atomic bomb, and, you know, the regular standard, you know, gasoline engine, you know. All these things do work, and everybody, you know, uses a car with the gas engine, unless you have electric cars. But, you know, what made the original automotive companies use a petroleum-based car, you know, motor? The technology was there for electric motors. That's what Tesla brought in, you know, in the early days there. So why didn't they, you know, bring forth that technology of, like, solar panels and stuff like that back then? Now it's, you know, solar panels are kind of a common, you know, common buzzword. People talk about them, but probably they weren't talked about maybe in the 20s, you know. So, you know, it's just the way the aliens want to control the planet and to actually harm the planet and to harm us. So anyway, all the inventions are alien-based. And, You know, you have to wonder why they, why we advanced so far in the last 100 years, basically, in technology compared to, you know, how slow it was before that. Because it could have been sped up, you know, 200-300 years ago also. And it's not because of the people's consciousness. A lot of people think, well, we're more evolved now and everything else. No, we weren't more evolved, just that we weren't given that information, how to do things back then. And so we're still being controlled by mind energy. And in the mind energy system, what you think comes a realization, and remember, thoughts are things, eventually will manifest, give you your self-fulfilling prophecy. So whatever you're looking for, there will be a validation that it does work on the timeline that you're connected to. Back to you.
Yeah, I think that I've, I guess maybe from reading or looking at older things like movies, shows about older times, I realized that people were brilliant back then. They were incredibly intelligent. But how come they didn't have this type of information? How come it is only fairly recently in the history of the world that we've had this certain information like computers? However, computers probably were given to us by aliens, and now it's helping us. So we can use that technology to help us. So that's wonderful. Someone was wondering, whenever we're doing this alien to light clearing from the radio show just recently, how many aliens do you think have continued to go into the light?
I don't have a number right now. I know I mentioned what the number was, you know, last night, but yeah, it depends how concentrated they are, where you are, and how many actually want to leave. So I really can't, you know, look into a crystal ball and say and tell you how many is left so far. Just know that if you feel the room change, then they're leaving. And this will not work, you know, for entities. Remember, entities are earth-based, created by the earth spirit, and everybody has, you know, an emotional body, other bodies. So the emotional body is what is being released when you do entity clearings. So this one is only for the aliens that are around you that you can't see. That's what the clearing is for. When you feel your room get lighter, you know that that area, that consciousness area, that dimension, whatever word you want to put there, that you can't see, it's being affected and they're leaving. And that's a good thing. So back to you.
How come it is that we can't see them, but they can be released? Could we be released like that, or are we too physical?
You're too physical.
Right.
That's why wouldn't somebody, dies, you can do a clearing for their spirit, and the spirit will leave. They'll be put into quarantine on the light ship, so it's already accounted for, and it's there. So and it won't do any kind of reincarnation into the light until ascension time happens. But, you know, the reason why this clearing will not work for people is because you're in a body to experience, and that experience is what you're here to do. And it would be much better with the aliens out of here and the mind control and the implants out of you. And so by doing so, you know, with this clearing, you can help yourself and everybody else, especially if you're involved with a bunch of people in an office and the aliens are trying to control all of you or are controlling all of you. And, you know, once they're gone, you could probably become more creative with what you're doing. So back to you.
Okay, great. We have somebody who actually wrote in a testimonial about the emotional body. They said that they had purchased the emotional body clearing for someone who had passed away over 21 years ago. And before they purchased this, they were always having dreams about this person. They feel that the clearing took a few months before it was effective because they started to not have dreams of this person. But I know the clearings are effective immediately, so maybe it took a while to get it out of that person's dream state or something. And so the question they're asking is, they know that the soul is gone, but could somebody still possibly read the person's energy at all? Or are they completely gone because they did the emotional clearing now?
Well, normally the emotional clearing is used to clear the energetic body that a person is using when they're living. And when the body dies, that emotional body floats around and becomes an entity that can be attached to things. So what probably happened was the emotional body's energy could be in a timeline. So by the person doing an emotional clearing, which I never thought of this year, but somebody did it, by doing an emotional clearing of somebody who died, you're probably clearing out the timelines where that person is still living. But they're not living here, okay? And so that could be why it took so long, because there's so many. That the person could be, on, 500,000 timelines. So you're clearing out that emotional energy from that person that's still living, because that body's still created on those timelines. So it could have taken away that emotional body energy from all those timelines, and it took a while to do that. I really haven't, looked at that situation on timelines. Because normally we just do the emotional body clearing when somebody's living. But, yeah, that's probably what happened. But you do want to get that emotional body released from here, and that's why you do that deceased loved one's emotional body clearing. So it's no longer activated and recycling as an entity. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody had written in, they said, so with the technology, could we have hoverboards already? I would love a hoverboard. That would be so fun. I think that was something from Back to the Future, from the movie.
They're created on a timeline, yes. That's where they got it from.
Yeah.
I remember those movies that you see that are sci-fi like that, believe it or not, are actually filmed on another planet that's we're supposed to portray. So remember, they can take everybody in the crew there, or all the crews doing a movie, and they can stop time and transport them to that planet, and they can actually have the critters and creatures there that they'd normally be filming here and trying to do artwork with and stuff to make them look real. They could actually be real over there. They could actually get film footage of them. So, and then wipe the memory of the people who were supposed to be drawing these critters. And they won't know the difference. But anyway, a lot can happen like that. Remember, there's many timelines. So they're creating a timeline for a movie, but the movie's already been made. And it could have been made on one of the planets that you know nothing about, as they're all being abducted to that location to make the filming. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, we have another question from a listener. It says, I'm torn between going for a big goal in my life or staying off of timelines, which could hold back my ascension. So I think they're implying that going for the big goal would put them on tons of timelines and then cause problems for their ascension.
Well, yeah, it's you're here to create, so that's why you initially came here, to manifest, things or whatever with your spirit. So it's kind of a rough one to look at. You know, what you want to do is do both. And just if you know about timelines and everything else, then you can still get a job that maybe what you're probably planning to be doing or don't want to do, but, it's not going to really probably interfere with your ascension because you're already doing clearing to do that. But you will be connected into the matrix as you're doing more and more things in time because you're working in time. So it's kind of a maybe a difficult thing to look at. So basically, to be more connected to your spirit, which is what you're talking about, for ascension. That's what, the way I'm taking that information here. And in order to do that, you have to be out of time. You have to be in the moment. And most jobs that people do could be, you know, working with timelines and being connected to time. But as you start doing the mind-to-heart drop more and more, then you're able to, you know, do kind of live in both worlds. But it is a challenge, and once you start doing it more and more with the mind-to-heart drop, you'll find it easier to live in the world here, not be of it. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, I was wondering if we could have a sample for the desiring/wanting. I believe you have something like that on your website.
Yeah, okay, so you have to think of something, everybody. And we'll do that clearing here. Well, I think it's desire wanting. So here we go. Boy, a lot of energy there. So releasing that to you. Because remember, if you're dealing with that, that means that it's outside of yourself, okay? So you know you want something, but it's outside of yourself. So you have to become that reality in order to have it. And there's different ways to, you know, to work that type of system. But we'll just do the clearing here. So here we go. One, releasing that energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that clearing actually can release blocks so that you will get, you know, what you're looking for. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And it could put you in a neutral where you really don't want it anyway. Maybe you think you want it, but you really don't need it, okay? But you have that desire for it. And you have to own your reality. You know, that's the whole process, is to become the manifestation that you're trying to, you know, connect to. Another way of putting it would be that you go, you know, to say fast food or whatever, grocery store, and you want to get something. Well, your desire and wanting is, you know, maybe to get that, that can of something, okay, or that hamburger or whatever. Well, that's your desire, but what do you have to give up to get it? What do you have to come into oneness with in order to get that, say, hamburger? Well, the oneness would be, you're not in oneness with the hamburger yet, but you're in oneness with your money, so you have to release your money now to become into the reality of having your hamburger. And then you're in oneness with your hamburger, and you lost your money. So that's the whole process. And then after you got rid of your money, did you really want to eat the hamburger, okay? You may have it in front of you, but you really want that. So it's kind of an interesting way to look at things. Some people may have an addiction to buying things, and so they're always dealing with that, but then after they get it, they put it away in the closet or whatever. And or they maybe take a half a bite out of the hamburger and throw the rest of it away. They really didn't want it, but they thought they needed it. So that could be also like an addiction clearing, you know, if that kind of rings a bell for you, you know, that you have to buy a lot of stuff. But you don't really need it, but you need it because you think you need it. Anyway, that's what that clearing is for, the wanting and desire clearing. Try to balance you out for that. So back to you.
Yeah, because I've seen this phenomenon where someone stumbles upon something like an awesome career that many people covet and want and have wanted their whole life and have worked for. And this other person's like, oh, I just did it because, you know, I thought it was fun or I thought I'd meet a lot of cool people. And I know that ages ago, I think I heard on a radio show that you mentioned, and I feel that this is correct, so I remember that if the aliens sense that keeping you from this thing that you want so badly is giving them lots of energy, then they will indeed keep you from this. And so that doing this healing would put you in neutral, so it wouldn't look like it was such a big desire in your life. So then it would be like no problem for them to let you have it because they weren't getting an energy off of not letting you have it. So hopefully that helps some people. We have another request actually for a sample of the overwhelmed release. Some people are feeling overwhelmed.
Okay, so you feel overwhelmed about something. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you could feel
overwhelmed.
Wonderful. You know, yeah, you might feel overwhelmed, and maybe by doing that clearing with the aliens to have them get released, maybe you're overwhelmed because maybe some of the people that you physically know, humans, we'll say, or clone humans or clones or and clones. So we have two different types of life forms here. Maybe you know on some level of your consciousness that by doing this clearing, you're going to free them, and that overwhelms you because now they may not be here any longer. And now it'll be the personality of the person rather than the energy inside of their body the shapeshifter, the Klingon, or whatever that you've been connecting yourself to will no longer be here. And that could even overwhelm you. That's just the way of looking at the overwhelm clearing. But gets back to you.
Okay. So we had a testimonial about one of the Sunday calls, something that you had done on that. It says, this past Sunday call when Ron did the jaw alignment, it was profound for me. I had a lot of blocked energy in that area. After his work was done, my body took about 3 days to adjust. Then some related issues in my upper spine and rib cage also adjusted and is still doing so. It is amazing how every part of our bodies is relevant to other parts. I believe extensive dental work may have played a role, and I am so glad I am returning to ease and comfort in my body. Thank you, Ron and Creation Lightship.
Yes, thank you. That's nice. So, we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah. I think it's pretty major to be able to do this work, which seems like just energy stuff. And it is so profound that if it was a thing for you and if it affects you, it can actually move matter. It can move bone and put muscles back into their place where they're more comfortable for the person to be in their body. It's really, really amazing. No. Okay. Do you have anything else to say about that one, Ron?
Yeah, what happens on the calls, being in the moment, just things will pop up. I'll see things instantly, and we'll start doing a different type of clearing normally that we would not normally do on that call. So, although it is body rejuvenation and getting rid of aliens and things on the Sunday calls. But, everything is real time. And some calls are different than other ones. And when I talk to people about them or they talk to me, all of a sudden they go, yeah, you knew what I needed or what I wanted. And, you know, I was thinking of that, and all of a sudden you changed the whole call just for me. It felt like because that's what I really needed. So remember, you're on the light ship, and the light beam doctors are working with you. So if for some reason we need to put more energy into a specific area of your body, then I may just change it here, being up there also working with people. And the call may go in a little different direction than what the previous calls have maybe, you know, connected with or worked with you on. So that's why each one is very unique to itself, and they're really not the same. But I know more recently we've been working with maybe muscles and bones, working with the legs, tendons, ligaments, nerves, and then also, internal organs naturally, but mainly kind of focusing on that and working with hair follicles and hair. So anyway, each call is a little different, but that's kind of what we cover. And there's many other things that we're working with that I don't even mention. So sometimes people may say, gee, I wanted to have this done during the call, but I just didn't mention that. Well, it may have got worked with anyway because you're on the light ship conversing with the light beings anyway during the whole call. And I'm just telling you what I'm seeing at that moment when I connect back with you people. If we take maybe a minute or two in between different rooms and things. And that way it gives the people on the call the able energy or the availability to look at that particular situation and maybe sense or feel what the light beings are doing for you and to you. So back to you.
Yes, I know I have been doing them for a while, and it is amazing that I know tendons and ligaments and joints are the most difficult things to heal because they are pliable, but they're hard. And it's difficult, for doctors, if you have an issue with that type of thing, to get nutrients into those areas. And it's also difficult to get toxins out of those areas because they can settle in those areas. And I know the work with the Creation Lightship, my body feels like a kid again, like there's no residual problems from sports in the past or anything like that. It just is like, oh, well, I just don't feel that anymore. I feel relaxed and lighter. It's so easy to think that we're in the physical world and things are, like a piece of furniture. It's made the way it is, and that's the way it is. But it's like everything can be pliable and changed, and we're humans, and we have thinking and emotions and all these things going on, and even our bodies are pliable, and they can be healed, and it's just wonderful. So, okay. Speaking of healing, we have another testimonial. Somebody did the water charging clearing, and they said, I picked the remove alien parasites section of the healing. And then it says, I drank the first cup, and then three bumps rose up on my right arm. They were itching and burning, and then they were in a triangle formation. And then they noticed that the burning was traveling up their arm, and they drank more water to flush it out of the body. And they said that this was just something they noticed, so it must have disappeared. And they just found it fascinating that sometimes they feel better, but they don't notice anything. But this time they notice something specifically happening. Kind of interesting. Okay, thank you, listener, for writing that in. And we have somebody else that wrote in their take on the show. I believe it was from Monday. It said, the co-host hit the nail on the head. You can have an entity that draws you to a negative person that badgers you. It's almost like voodoo, and sometimes the guilt is equal to the problem. So I think they mean that you could have an entity that's attracted to someone else's entity. It's like they want to fight or something, and so they pull you towards that person. I think I have seen this happen. Do you have anything to say about that, Ron?
Entities will hop from one person to another, so as you're having a communication between another person in front of you, the entities can come in and give you the thought that they want to say to that person. You start saying these thoughts because it's connected into your emotional body. So they'll give you the thoughts of the emotion and the words to use. And all of a sudden you're wondering why you're saying something like, what fell out of my mouth, Or why did I tell this person this maybe awful thing, which got them upset, and maybe it turned into, a big scene or something. And you're wondering what's going on. Well, the entities are jumping into one person, going into the next. So they're actually pushing the button more and more on each person. This one entity is doing that, having a great time, a lot of fun. And they're getting all that energy from you. And then hopefully you don't get into some type of altercation between somebody. And then the entity leaves all charged up, batteries are on full, and then look for the next victim. But you're stuck, and the other person is stuck with what happened. Now you got to try to figure out, why did I say that, or why did they say that? And that's what the entities do. So they just want to get energy from you. And who knows if it's not an alien wanting to get energies off of you, too, coming in to push your buttons, to give you implants, etc. So anyway, it goes, pretty deep at times. But the main thing is once you realize what these things do, you can normally stop it and go, wait a minute, this entity's talking, never to get it out of my body. And, do an entity clearing then. So that's what you'd want to do at that point. If you find yourself behaving a certain way, then you need an entity clearing. And normally entities will cause your addiction. And if you do the entity clearing and you feel like you're being taken over quite often, another word to be possessed, or not having, your thoughts are not your own, we'll say, then, get the unlimited version for sure. Maybe do it once a week to clean out the entities out of you that, you're attracting. That your stuff will attract the entities, your baggage. So back to you.
Yeah, and it's also fascinating that the listener who wrote in had mentioned about guilt, because there's so much guilt in so many religions and between people to get you to do things. So, that's probably an entity as well, bringing up that emotion to get someone to acquiesce to do whatever it is they want you to do. So the guilt clearing is a great clearing as well, and that's another one that you have on your website, Ron. Okay, so we have another question from a listener. It's wondering if our carbon bodies are turning into light bodies or crystalline bodies. And they're asking if you could address that, if there's anything you know about that, Ron.
Well, I would think as you become lighter, by getting rid of your baggage, okay, then the denser energies that's with you, you're going to be able to probably have your blueprint recreated with your spirit, so you would be, in a sense, like a light body. So it kind of may be like seeing your body as a light body and then getting it contaminated with the darkness, and then from there, that darkness energy would be like, what you're talking about, this dense energies, carbon-based body, etc., and everything else that goes along with that. So you are probably backpedaling your way out of the system, but you do have to, get clearing to release it. So you have to get the stuff released. You can't bring anything really to you, because that'll just be more baggage. That's why I talk about not having attunement and things. You have to have things released from you, because your spirit, once it's released, can reintegrate into those locations. You don't need to have anything helping it do that. You just need to get rid of that energy. And that's why, most practitioners do their attunement, and whatever else they do to you, their chant, their attunement, bringing you into vortexes, having other beings work with you, and it doesn't really, it's making you further down the rat hole. You want to get rid of the stuff that these people gave you, because it just harmed you even more. And that's the main thing. So you don't want to have any of that stuff, unfortunately. And if you have had it, then you want to probably go back maybe into those old timelines and release the energy from you. And you could put the person's name in who did that clearing on you or the attunement downloads or whatever. Put their name in into the Dark Side Practitioner clearing to see if you can release them out of your energetic field. The aliens will use those energies, and you know they will copy and paste your past into your present reality. They probably still think that you're still willing to have it over and over again because you agreed once. And even if you say no now, they can fit that no is not being brought into your past reality when it was done to you. So back to you.
Okay. So it's good to... Okay, let me see. I'm sorry, that was an unfinished sentence. We have someone who is trying to get a question answered rather quickly before they have to log off, and I hope it's not too late, but I will ask it real quick. It says, can I run an inanimate object and also myself if I bought the Illuminating Alien Attack page?
I don't know what they mean by, you know, something that's not real. Is that what they're saying? Some kind of object that they can't see for being, how do you pick that one up, Michelle?
I think they mean, can they clear an inanimate object, a real object, actually? Or would that be the object clearing?
It'd probably be under the object clearing, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's under the object clearing because they bought the Eliminating Alien Attack page, and I know we went over that extensively a couple shows ago about all the different options in there, but it's just if something's attacking you, but if you want the clearing object, that's a different clearing.
Yeah, you might be able to put in something, but you know, you can always try it. Just that the page is made more for, you know what that thing looks like. You know, if you're saying, yeah, I don't know, I know there's aliens out there, so I'm going to clear this particular alien group for name of this because I kind of resonate to that. I've never seen him before in my life, but, you know, when I see, like, the grays or hear about grays, my skin jumps up, you know, and my hair stands up, and I know that somehow I'm connected to them. And I think I do see them, you know, using, say, hypodermic needles. I sense that. And but it's invisible to me, but I'm not seeing it physically. Could I put that on the page possibly, too? Well, for that, maybe, yeah. But, you know, I would think the other one might be just, you know, also, you know, useful. Because you don't know what they're doing to you when you're abducted. They normally will not let you revisit that over again. Because if you knew of all the times you were abducted, you know, every 10 minutes when you're being switched out and you're somewhere else, remember, you're only real about 3 hours a month here. So where are you, you know, with all that time? You know, it could be very scary if they let you see all this stuff. You'd probably maybe get a heart attack and die. You know, they don't want that. They still want to live on your energy. So, you know, you just do the clearing and put in there what you think is going on. But as far as an object that you know nothing about, you know, I'd first concentrate on the alien and release that energy. If you see something, an operation or procedure or something going on with you, then you could probably input that also. But if you don't know what it is, then you don't know. And, you know, are you looking to see what it is? Maybe, very possibly, they may want to show you something which might scare the heck out of you. Now what do you do with that? So remember, curiosity killed the cat. Well, the aliens don't want to kill you. They just want to harm you and numb you out. So that's their kind of main agenda. They just kind of realize that. So if you actually saw what they're doing to you, you probably would not like it whatsoever. and it may not be too good for you. You could become fractured. So I guess our show is about ready to come to a close here. Anything we can add? We have the expo this weekend in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Penn Plaza across from Penn Station. It'll be starting Friday, I'm guessing 3:30, 4 o'clock. And then it'll be Saturday and Sunday. Hope to see everybody there. That'd be great to see all of you. And we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop now. Remember, in 2 weeks from Friday, so I guess the last Friday of the month here, we'll be doing a show for vets. So tell all of your vet friends to listen in. Just listen. You don't have to believe. Just tell them that. But once you show up, then the healing can work for you. Remember, your belief system is alien-based, and they may not want you to believe something. If you use mind energy, this clearings will supersede that. Just show up. So here we go, Mind to Heart Drop. Man, in your spirit out loud, take the thoughts inside of your head, drop into your heart, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everyone. Blessings, and see you later. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies. Good night.
Bye, everyone.